During his budget delivery speech, Governor Cuomo said New York State is under attack by the federal tax code reform passed last month. But Assemblyman Ray Walters says the governor's proposed spending plan shows his unwillingness to address the problems that have led to a $4.4 billion deficit.
He wants to blame everything on the federal government and then saying it's assault on every taxpayer in the state, when that's just fundamentally untrue. Most taxpayers in the state of New York will be getting a significant tax cut from the federal government. And how that impacts New York is up to New York.
Cuomo's budget plan includes strategies that he believes will offset financial issues caused by federal changes affecting state and local tax deductions. His ideas include a shift to a payroll tax. State Senator Chris Jacobs sees it as reinventing the wheel, and that's just one of his budget concerns.
There was one major chunk that was going to come as a one-time shot from a conversion of a healthcare entity from a nonprofit to for-profit. And when I hear a one-time shot revenue, that concerns me as far as good budgeting practices.
But Jacobs likes the increase in spending to education. So too does Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes, who was asked whether the state's budget challenge might cause a slowdown in the state's investment into Buffalo's economic renaissance.
In actuality, if the state maintains its investment in the upstate economy, it actually gets a pretty good return on that investment, because the more money people make, the more they pay into the government where they live. And the same thing with businesses.
Peoples-Stokes also suggests the state should save its money and forget that committee to explore whether to legalize marijuana. She tells WBFO enough information is already out there showing it would be in the state's best interest to make pot lawful. The legislature has an April 1st deadline to pass the budget. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.